Now what? Oh.
Nigga, you have to talk clearly. It's not this London.
Don't talk to me like this.
Well, you can't be talking like
a I'm London. Talking how I talk.
He's a lie.
I am who I am. And this is me. Croydon. Like, say you didn't trek all the way to come and meet me. Actually, it wasn't all that way. It wasn't that far.
We're definitely cutting out that part.
We're absolutely not doing that.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and boys, people, humans, reaching you live from number one, Idejo, VA. I'd like to announce that we are back. Welcome to
the X-Files podcast.
Before they say no, allow women to talk. I give her her one opportunity for talking the next 10 minutes. What's popping, guys? What's good? It's your boy, Adenijo Bello. And no, I said you're not allowed to talk. Calm down. For the next 10 minutes, it's all my voice. So if you guys don't want to hear my voice, you should probably skip. See why did they see I know you guys thought we were gone, but no. Just a little break, a little intermission. Just a little end of season one. Just a little end of a co-host situation. We're back, but this time it's just Ade and a new co-host.
It's just Ade.
Let me tell you something. I feel like our number one problem with this new podcast is going to be, these babes are going to just listen to me. But again, it's allowed.
Why am I listening to a man? Gross. So that.
Just in case that you're a man, I need you to know
ace,
that.
Ace. We're not doing that.
Case closed. Not by choice, but by divine. God has done it for Vanessa Obi. And God has also done it for this new co-host. I don't really know if I told anybody to clap, but
it's gonna be a very long season.
What's popping, guys? Jokes aside, banter aside, you're welcome to season two, X-Files the podcast. New co-host, my guy, who would not be introducing herself. You have a whole... How long do you think this episode should be?
Like 20 minutes tops.
That's crazy. All the times you call me on WhatsApp, at least bare minimum.
Who?
Bare minimum. I'll show you guys the receipt. Bare minimum. Wow. Every call like 45 minutes.
Wow.
So we cannot... There's no way on earth.
45 minutes once a year. Yes.
There's no way on earth this episode is going to be less than 2 hours.
That's so...
So are you guys ready? Rumble. New energy, new season. What's popping, my guy? What do you have to say?
I was really excited when you came on your knees and begged me to do this with you. Like, you were like, I almost said my name. Anyway, hi, everybody. I am quite excited to be here today. Wow, I thought phones were supposed to be on silent.
Now it's on silent. Somebody begging me for a car to use for video shoots.
Yeah.
Speaking about me on my knees, a lot of women have wished for that. Let me make you laugh. It kind of gives life to this podcast.
You being on your knees. What?
Women begging me to go on my knees.
God, okay.
Maybe one knee, Sha. To turn them into a Nisha. God, double on 200. You can never figure that out. You can never figure that out. Do you understand? If I go on one knee, Sha, I will turn her to a knee, Sha. So it's like, let me give an example. So if, like, let's say I was yelling a babe and her name was Chandaria. And her surname was like Obama right now. Chandaria Obama. If I got married to her name would be Chandaria Bello. Ni Obama.
Wow.
So, ni...
Wow. Do you know what? Do you know what? Your mind. Mind. Actually. Oh, damn. I'll give it to you. That was quite good. Yeah.
And you know what's really cool right now? Because it's like the introduction. Like, if there's anything like babes have ever told me, like when I text them, like we have conversations, the first conversation with me, Jesus Christ. That takes me back. That takes me back. What's the first? What was my first conversation with you?
That's so crazy. We met at... No, I saw you at the house and you were wearing a Sloan tee and I was like, oh my God, that's Sloan.
As a London girl, you're a fanboy in Sloan.
Don't do that.
Shout out to my nigga Sloan.
Crazy though, because I was actually on a date and then he's like...
You on a date with a nigga?
I was on a date.
You wanna talk about me?
No, we won't do that.
Okay.
But, and then he tried to bribe me with the shirt and he's like, oh, yeah, like... I got a couple that I could get over to you. And he was so thirsty. He was like, yeah, what's your IG? Started messaging me. And then he was like, yeah, I'll pull up to your gate right now. These times it was like midnight. And he gave me the shirt. And then a couple months later, I saw him with another babe in that same shirt. And I was like, ah.
So we're same fault, rudely interrupted. So I'm on my own. Now let me make you laugh.
Weren't on your own.
You don't need to say that part.
Okay.
So when nobody knows about that night and like this whole situation, I literally just told somebody for the first time. Do you know, I want to write a quote right now and I need you guys to hear this. When they say men, we're never meant to see this many bad bitches in our lives. And like it used to help back in the days. And I feel like this is the beginning, like the introduction as to how I live my life. Back in the days, you'd see like your father will like probably date one girl, then the second girl, he has to marry her. Because you don't know if you're going to get somebody as good as that person, especially if she's better than the first. Now, let me make you laugh. I don't want to even sound one type of way or anything. But that particular December, which it was, I had an ex that had come in from Canada. Bless her soul. I don't think I should say the Canada part. Maybe I should skip that part. Well, long story short, I had an ex that just came from Canada. And like, we've been chatting the whole time. Oh, we'll get to link. That particular night, she was actually meant to link. Tell me why this girl completely just ghost, like, MIA. I mean, I'm like, nah, fuck this. And this is where the code comes up. We're never meant to that many bad bitches in our lifetime. Tell me why I walk into the house and I see a babe that looks like boy's final dad. That the extra I'm just talking about. I'm like, fuck it. This is where they say there are many fishes.
Oh my God. Wow.
Then this babe just walks up to me and starts to beg for a shirt.
You're crazy for that. I begged you for a shirt.
I feel like I should have a button that says, before I was really interrupted.
Yeah, now let me keep quiet. This is the Adenido podcast now. This is all him. I'm going to be quiet from now on. You will beg me to talk. You will. Yeah, go on.
Now they like your voice. So tell me why they now beg me for shirts. I'm like, oh yeah, it's getting really hot. Should I take my shirt off? I was like, you want the one on my body? You know? And she's like, oh no. Long story short, she's jazz. She collected shirts. I gave her one shirt. Shout out to Sloan. I think we had Powerhouse on that. Pata, Homecoming, Native. It was a really cool shirt with the Sloan logo in front. So it was really cool. Yeah, and that's kind of like where conversations just started from. This how many years ago?
What are we? It's 26 now. That's like 3 years ago.
That's crazy.
It was
like four years ago.
Is it?
That's
22. Oh, yeah. It was end of 22. I just remembered how you almost took my life.
I beg. Sorry for another day. Why not talk about killing people on the
job? Yeah, it's been about 4 years. Crazy.
So, just to like break the ice, obviously you guys don't know who this co-host is yet. So let's just see, try to understand who is who. And yeah, let's just look at it. I'm gonna ask you a couple questions. And we see who's probably going to be the one doing it. Is that okay?
All right.
Do you want to go one, I'll go two, or I should just go everything as a man?
No, let's do one. Like, you go, I'll go.
So I
do you say everything as a man? God, I almost missed that. I don't know if I should be here.
Where else
is you? You're on thin ice. I know where I would rather be, darling. Don't worry about it.
Subhanallah. You guys, it's Friday. It's Friday. Happy podcast with these ladies. Who's most likely to stalk their ex's new partner on Instagram at 2 a.m. and accidentally like an old picture? Ladies and gentlemen, I want the owner of the answer to say
I swear to God. It could never be me.
Do you want to go to the second question?
That number one is definitely her.
Just it's so actually know. Not. Okay. I would actually stalk my current guy's ex. Wait, yeah.
Not your ex's partner.
No, why do I care? You're my ex. Like, what's my business? Who is most likely to say, I'm done with this relationship, then text, I miss you, 2 days later? I don't know why you didn't look at me.
See, let me tell you something, you guys. This is my rule to men. If you want to end a relationship or you want to end something with a babe and you want to be done with it, you have to mute, hide your story, and restrict the person. Because I'm a firm believer of, in my eye, in my face, in my mind, if I do not see you, I will not text you. But Lord knows that at 2 a.m. in the midnight, if I should scroll through my DMs, at bare minimum, you have to you up.
That you up?
You no, up.
Or just eyes. I emojis on Snapchat. Oh my God. I hope you said I.
No.
Say I.
I.
Okay, good boy. Next question.
Subhanallah. It'd be like, say this season, that Subhanallah, I'm going to talk. Who's most likely to check their partner's phone while they're in the shower? Obirin Buru?
No, not me.
Obirin Buru?
If you go looking for it, you will surely find it.
So you can't
test. Have I ever looked through your phone?
I don't know. You're not my partner. What do I know about that shit?
I don't like that. Take that out. I don't like that. Okay, so no, I can look through your phone now. I can look through your phone now. No.
You're not my partner again. Like, I just said it.
Not me. I don't care.
Do you want me to make you laugh? I think my whole life, only one babe has ever gone through my phone. And like, it's so fucked because, you know, like, I was sleeping. Yeah. I'm like, let me tell you something. When I was sleeping, bro, that babe could have called CIA and they'll get me to like a private house and I'll not notice. But like, she opened and I think she went. I'm not saying she's my babe, just so you know. But I'm not saying she's not my babe. She was not my babe, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But with or without it, denial or not denial, I think she just went through one app and just one, like, the first message on one app.
Yeah.
And she dropped my phone.
Yeah.
Like, she dropped my phone. Yeah, I'm not doing that shit. I didn't make you laugh. It was not a bad thing. We're just saying, man.
It's almost not worth it.
It's actually not worth
it. The only time I've done that was with my ex. And something woke me up, and I believe it was God. God woke me up and was like, just, I know you don't normally do this, but just do it. Just do it. And as I was doing it, he was sleeping, but he could physically feel my heart. And he woke up and he was like, are you okay? Why is your heart beating so fast? And I was like, I'm okay. Go back to sleep. I will open that thing. So guys, WhatsApp, search is your best friend. I typed in my name. And I was like, okay. Then I started to look for keywords, sex, pregnancy.
But that's crazy. Niggas still do. I can't talk to a babe on WhatsApp.
But this was years ago. Mm-hmm. And then just from me, it only took me like one word. Yeah, I think it was like sex. It just took me one word to see all of these things. And I was like, oh, okay, that's what we're doing.
Them babes
that's great.
Them babes are like finding screenshots, like message after message. Like,
that's too much. I don't think I could ever care enough. Like, message, you have to do all of that.
Message after app after app.
It takes one message. Bro, it takes one thing.
Let me tell you something. You came at me with multiple messages. That if I ever did have multiple messages, I might say, yeah, I would know that you're so invested in it.
You're not going anywhere.
Bro, like,
you want this to be a conversation. Why? You want him to sit down with you and be like, so, on January 1st, this. Like,
I have to ask one question. This is an editor's question. Like, have they gone
I don't know. They wouldn't find anything. Even they wouldn't find anything. Cause I'm loyal. Too loyal. What do you mean?
So I love the next question. I think you should take the next question. Wait, what's the next
question? Who is most likely to catch feelings for someone they swore was just a friend?
You know, women lie. Women lie. And who women when they lie? Bro, they know that they're lying. They know that the person that they're lying to knows that they're lying. They know that everyone just that ex knows that they're lying. But you know the thing about it? They'll just lie and lie. I see, when men lie, the person they're lying to most of the time believes them. Let me tell you why men lie.
Oh,
because they know that the person that they're going to lie to wants to believe them. But women lie as far. Bro, I know you're lying. He knows you're lying. Everyone knows you're lying. They're just lying for the...
Okay.
Is it for the sport of it?
Okay. So,
last one. Who's most likely to block their partner after an argument, then unblock them 30 minutes later to see if they're...
I will say I.
That's so crazy. I blocked the news like the other day.
No.
As I told you, he wants to pick up a call with someone. I was like, bet you caught this call. And I'm blocking you. And I'm blocking
you. I bet he didn't even know you blocked him.
I forgot. 3 years
that
later.
That is so you.
3 years later.
That is so you.
I'm talking to my mom and she goes, "Oh, husband." I'm like, "Oh, shit." then I spent like 2 days trying to get him to reply me. I call him. Like, then she's like, "You know, finally replies." I'm like, "Oh, shit, my bad."
Bless you. Good news. I'm so sorry he put you through that. Damn.
So I feel like this next part, just because we're about to like go into core conversations with regards what it's going to be like. You know, like when they say, let me give you an example now. Let's say you're doing, it happens a lot during weddings, yeah? When they now say, especially like, it's not especially like, if one of the couples, they've lost one of their parents, they now say, everyone stand up, let's do 1 minute silence for somebody's mother. It's not saying,
thank you very much. Let's party go. So I feel like it's so crazy that I want to say let's do 1 minute silence for Vance, who sadly will not be sitting on this chair that is now sat down by name redacted. We're not going to be doing 1 minute silence. Actually, we're going to be doing the other thing. Vance is getting married, everybody. Let me tell you, Vanessa is getting married. Hey! Pow, 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 pow.
Congratulations. Wait, is that really why?
That's
so wild. That's and so I hear it. That's yeah. So
on the marriage, you don't spill your tea on any.
Wow.
Dirty fucking Nigerian people that are spilling their marriage just on podcast.
Well.
I mean, just in case I get married and I stop to do this podcast, nobody should go to me on that again. I'll not spill my marriage tea on the podcast. I'm not trying.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
For the right price.
Saying our bright price. Just get the fuck out of here. Sorry, we don't say fuck yet.
See the way he speaks to me. Ugh.
But it's the shit they like. No, these London girls, they like where I do.
Anyway, congratulations, Vanessa. Like.
So this season, I feel like, obviously, like, just to reiterate what Expels is about. The idea around it is that we're kind of always trying to understand what the dynamics of relationships are as they've grown over the years, from point high to point by to point high after by.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's ever limited or attached to the fact that, oh, someone that you've been in a romantic relationship with. I get that that's always going to be the core once you hear relationship takes. It's always going to be the core that, okay, somebody you've been with. But I forever think about, because of how, like I always explain to people, life is a movie, especially if you're watching. Like there's so many attachments, there's so many discussions, there's so many halves, there's so many angles to it. So like this season, I expect that we're going to have a lot more guests. We're going to have a lot more ex-lovers. We're going to have a lot more ex-family, ex-best friends.
Mm-hmm.
Did you just say, mm-hmm, or do you
know? No, I agree.
Okay, you just agree with everything, yeah, man.
Sounds. Why'd you have to go there, though? You were doing so well. I was so proud. I was like, wow, I barely get to see this side of you. Then you just had to ruin there. Please continue.
So long story short, even to the extent of, and I feel like this is something, so I almost feel like we should kind of bring in like our average day-to-day lives into it. So I always tell people, let me give an example. Like I work in the music industry. So you see, one of the core things that happens constantly in music is artists leaving their record label after the artist blew, 2 seconds after. I don't want to start naming names, but I feel like that's, it's just to bring those people on. I beg, I got name names, Joe. What's the name of that guy that said he was sleeping on the floor in P-Square's house? Mehdi! Mehdi is family to me. Just so you know, Mehdi is actually family to me. It's like, those are actual conversations. Like, I want to... I can almost liken, like... cut me off if I'm wrong, please. I can liken that situation of an artist sleeping on the floor in their record label's house, a record label boss's house, to, like, a babe that is accepting, you know, from her. If I know worse, because obviously men suffer more. Like a man that's accepting nonsense in his wife's house.
Can you say men suffer more?
In the hands of women.
At the hands of women, men suffer more. In a world that is curated for men, in a world where marriage is for men, men suffer more. Anyway, continue your little thing. Yeah, go on.
So, as I was saying before, I was really interrupted.
I need a button. Because as you press the button, I'll be pressing it back.
So anyway. What does your button say? What does your button say?
Excuse me, sir. Don't be worrying about what my button says. Thank you very much. Continue.
Do you think I don't know how to press the right button?
Hello.
It's me.
Hi.
I've been wondering.
Focus.
So, is there any major topic you think you're looking forward towards this season?
I'm new to this. So, I'm excited for everything, actually. I'm excited. I just want to hear other people's point of views on different things. And I like the idea of ex-lovers and ex-lovers that are friends. I know that you probably, like, went through that in the first season, but I think we can find more of that. And family relationships, siblings that aren't close. Because as the oldest girl, I can never imagine not being close to my siblings. But every time I hear that, like, that's the case, I'm like, why? Explain. So we need to get more people like that on there, on here.
So are you close to your siblings?
Yes. I actually have four siblings.
Did you hear me that you had siblings? How come I know it?
Why wouldn't you know that I have siblings?
So you're saying I know everything about you?
Anyway,
no, look into my eyes.
I actually have four siblings. Did you know that?
No.
You actually didn't know that?
Bombshell, tell me what has your daddy been doing?
No, now they're babies still.
Oh, okay.
I have a half sister and a half brother.
That's so cool.
Yeah. I'm so mad at my dad for making me like 20 plus years. Do you know what? Yeah, 20 plus years older than my siblings. Crazy. But yes, and then I have a younger brother and a younger sister.
That's so funny.
Because that means that, like, you get to experience my parents in a completely different world. Like, I could never relate to you like that. Like,
Did you babysit them?
I don't really. Yeah, I met them. Shout out to you too. Love you.
So, what's your relationship with your current sibling?
We're really close.
What's your relationship to your full?
They are my best friends ever in life, and I love them dearly. And so, all you siblings that aren't close to each other, fix it. Because actually, at the end of the day, it's actually you guys against your parents. And when your parents go to the Lord, to be with the Lord, by God's grace, as how it's supposed to be, it will be you guys. And that's why I said, by God's grace, in the way that it's supposed to be.
So you're talking about, like, your parents or just, like your parents altogether?
I'm talking about...
Some parents, therefore, have to go down. just common fire, say 15 million.
Wait, what do you mean?
So parents have to go to hellfire now.
Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure.
Do you have any list of people that your parents are going to hellfire?
I actually name a few. I don't know why you're.
No, I'm trying to think because there's a few, yeah, but I don't want to go. I don't want to get political. I don't want to get political. Whoever born.
Hey! I don't trust. I beg. In fact, man, veto. We veto that shit.
Aww, list was long.
But, so, a lot of siblings, you expect to see family relationships on here, and you expect the husband and wife situation. Let me tell you, so, funny enough, on this call, someone just sent me one of them ones. I don't know if you guys follow, but actually, this someone sent me a link and some jar. I don't know, let me tell you something.
I'm a person, so someone should get a meeting with me today.
Mm-hmm.
I took a screenshot of my calendar, and the baby's response was like, she have a lot to do today. And I did the fact that I be doing a lot every day. Thanks to God, this life is great.
We'll always be busy,
yeah,
making money.
But like, the things that I can conveniently spend my time on daily out of all the time I don't have. Let me give you an example. There's a time in my life that I wake up in the morning and I will go on like Insta blog and I look for posts about like Copy or the Burner Boy, and I'll block every single person that songs Copy or Burner Boy. Like this, and let me tell you something, that was even more. My earliest meeting nowadays is like 10, 11 a.m. That was back when I was at Pricewaterhouse. And like, I started meetings by like 8:30.
So before you went to your meeting, you got, that's actually.
And I just, like. So
that's crazy.
People always ask, like, oh, Ade, you have like 10,000 people blocked on Instagram.
And I believe that. That's so wild.
Like 500 of them are like babes I used to talk to.
Out of mind, out of sight.
But is how you deal with heartbreak?
Not heartbreak. It's just most. I don't want to say this, but I definitely think like I'm definitely depressed when I'm having a conversation with babe. So it's like in my mind, I'm just like, guy, I don't have to, like, you can't insult me. I don't have to deal with this. That's actually what I just say to myself. It's you can call it bad. Again, I might be bad for you. So, like, I'm saving you the waste of your time of having to talk to me. Think about it like that. But the only thing is that you'll never be able to reach me again in your life. But, yeah, I might be saving you.
The way you spin it is amazing. Yeah. Are there any psychologists out there that, can we unpack his mind? I hear it, though.
Oh.
It is actually out of sight, out of mind. No offense. And that's not just with, like, exes. It's just...
Can I have five? I don't have 500 exes.
Are you sure?
Like, not 500 exes. So, the other thing I spend a lot of my time doing randomly is Joro Olofumi. I go on this guy's page. So, the person that just sent me this link sent me from Joro, which is so crazy. I probably have read this one before. But, like, I go on Joro and I just read. Like, I like to see the realities of Nigerians. So let me read the subject of this. He goes, my friend introduced me to my husband and I didn't know they used to date before she introduced us. They both never told me, which is fair. It's like, it's like me introducing my friend to my friend.
Nah. Why wouldn't you tell me?
Yeah, but like, how much do we talk about?
We don't have to talk about it.
So,
but.
Hi, Chidima. This is. What are the fucking odds? I said Chidima, which is a babe that I introduced to my guy.
You're actually insane. Chidima as well. Oh, we're back. Oh, the Igbo babe thing. Yeah. I'm not Igbo, by the way. How did I slip it?
Yeah. We like them Igbo girls, don't we?
Mm-hmm. We sure
we
do.
We like them Igbo
girls. We like those Igbo boys too.
So as I was saying before, I was rudely interrupted. My friend introduced me to my husband. I didn't even know they used to date before she introduced us. They both never told me. Good evening. My friend was...
Come, read it. I might not be the best person in English, it turns out. I know some mathematics, just so you know.
Anyway, good morning. My friend was the one that introduced me to my husband. I've always been grateful to her. At that time, I was single and she said she had someone perfect for me. Everything works out so well, and today we have been married for 4 years with 2 children.
Mitch.
I trusted her so much because we're close. One day, my husband was talking and mistakenly mentioned him and my friend traveled to Ghana together. That didn't sit well with me. I started asking him questions. I didn't understand it fully, but my mind did not rest. He kept ignoring me. Fuck up. That was when I decided to call my friend and ask her directly. At first, she denied it. She was even sounding offended that I could think like that. But when I kept pressing, she finally confessed. She told me that she and my husband dated for about... Nah, bro, I can't see that. Anyway, wait, I'm just going to make it up. But when I kept pressing, she finally confessed. She told me that she and my husband dated for about 9 months before she met her own husband and said when she realized it wouldn't work, she moved on and later got married. Then when I told her I was single, she felt he would be a good match for me. I was shocked. Why would both of them hide something like this from me? These are 2 people I trusted completely. Now everything is starting to make sense. The way they laugh together sometimes, okay. The inside jokes I never understand, okay. The comfort they have around each other. Okay. It's making me uncomfortable in my own marriage. Now okay. I don't know what to think anymore. Girl, you don't need to think. Are they truly over each other or did something just pause? Because the more I think about it, the more I feel like my marriage is a fake. Okay. After 2 children, Carl, come on. Am I overreacting? My husband is good to me. I don't have any complaints about him. This is the only one.
This exactly is the reason why I don't like all this lover-lover situation.
This is exactly the reason why I don't like all this lover-lover situation.
I just don't get why you wouldn't... Why is it... Hold on, wait. Actually, to be fair, yes, Obirin, but also, obviously, Okirin. I just don't really get why it just wasn't a conversation in the first place.
At what point does a married woman have to tell you that she was with another man?
Mm-mm.
If you did not know about it while it was happening?
He shouldn't have said anything then.
So, let me tell you something.
I don't believe that. Sorry.
That's kind of what I'm learning right now with women. It's funny because obviously, like, I make a lot of horrible jokes sometimes, which they should be jokes, and I should start putting it out there that they're a lot of jokes. But, like, I don't want to say too much, but, like, I have this group of my egos, like, my older brothers, and like, we sit down, we try and have fine dining, you know, lifestyle once every month, and just to talk. Obviously, everyone is just talking about different parts of their relationship. Most of them are married. And just, like, understanding, like, the mind of a woman. I can't lie to you. And it's less about, like, it's them understanding that they're learning, even their wives. Obviously, that's everyone. They're learning more about their wives daily. 5 years into marriage, 10 years into marriage, 15 years into marriage, they're still learning that a woman is a woman. Same way you say a man is a man.
Apples and oranges.
And, like, there's some things that, let me tell you one thing I've picked up. There's some things that you just don't say to women. A good example is this. That slight jabble, they could have lived their whole lives.
No. Yes, they could have, but now that you let it slip, which means that it should have come out, the issue is that you didn't say it in the beginning. What's so wrong with me saying, hi, Chidima, this is Peter. You can do the initial introduction, and then when you're now together, be like, babe, just so you know, like, me and Chidima actually dated, like... How does that make you feel? Have a conversation. Don't hide it. That's crazy.
I don't think, again...
Because if you can hide that, then what else can you hide?
Again, I don't think... You have to look at it as, was it being hidden or it just never came up?
Nah.
If you asked me that, oh, have I dated this person before? And I say, no, I have not. Then you say, okay, I lied about it. But like, it never... I don't know, Sham, if you ask me... I just always...
The reason why the friend knew that he would be a good match is because they dated.
So, but I also think the other half of it is girl code. Women do that thing where it's like, oh, somebody has talked to somebody before. I can't, like, do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, men, we have one ex
that no one can touch. After that one, babe. The game is the what? The game is the what?
Please.
So, I don't know. I feel like that will always be like my idea on it. But you see, this right here, can you see the headache and turmoil that comes with? Because obviously, these are the only times where you have, I saw for no one is so funny. Out of every single thing that we engage with women on, we, like men and women, man and woman. Avenger, going to be me in London. Out of everything, like, okay, obviously, like, is it like they're actually gender roles and everything? But like, I don't know, it's just like, everything, like, you see them come together, work together, live together, do together. But the second it involves relationship together, boss. That's why you see best friends.
Mm.
When they're together, it's like, hell on earth. Do you understand? So, and that's kind of like why I shy away from having those conversations, even on the broadcast. I better go, if you and your husband that are doing Google, both of you come over, but outside of that.
Please come. Please, especially if you still be together. This isn't enough to like end a whole marriage and kids, but I would like to know how you navigate that. And why you as a man didn't feel like you should say something. Like, come on.
Apart from if your husband comes on here and starts to after. That's the only reason why there might be issue. But outside of that.
From where to where?
That's good. You know?
Okay.
So are you saying that there's any man that can look at you and not want you? Is that what you're saying?
I mean.
Be...
But no husbands, please.
There's a little husband here and there, John. But thank you so much, guys. We just wanted to give you like an in-depth knowledge of our personality. You see how dominant I am over this lady beside me.
Okay.
Explain our personality.
This guy has rat train. I was on the train. He has run for me because he upset me and he's ran after the train. Like, please. Dominant. You. Okay, sir. Three ways to describe this person beside me. He's really creative. No, I don't want to. Ew, no, because then I have to compliment him. Ew, no. I can't think.
I hear you say that a lot.
Extraterrestrial.
What does that mean?
Exactly.
I don't know what that means. No one knows what that means. It's provocative.
Go on, describe me in three words, Stalin.
Women, man. Ew, shit. Three words from Bunny. That shit. Three words for this woman. Beside me. Milk. Is it milk or be meek? What's that one for sheep? Or like wolf in sheep clothing.
Wait, hold on. Meek.
Meek.
M-E-E-K, meek.
Meek, yeah.
It's what, like shy?
It's like, it's a version of shy. It's almost like shy that you expect that there's a, like, that's why I said, wolf in sheep clothing, where you expect that there's gra. Sometimes you're like, well, is this babe actually gaining?
You're spoiling my market.
Are you trying to say that? No. What, talk about your market.
Anyway, are you trying to say that? Wait, no, explain it. I'm not understanding. Let me let you finish.
It's not for you to understand.
Let me let you learn.
Some people out there.
Second one is,
she's a go-getter. I'll tell you that one for free. I also think it's pounds that I stay up at go-getter. She wants
to so I'm it. Submissive.
I said I was dominant. I didn't hear from you.
Anyway.
But well, let's start this again. But this is like a ship. I'm going to say ship.
Do you know what I love? I love. Dictionary says quiet, gentle, easily imposed on. I should slap you. Anyway, submissive. She brought her meek little husband along. And that is I love it. I love it.
You know, I feel like there's a problem with all this new AI. So AI knows it. The babe that is checking with the
babe. Oh, yeah, no.
That's a mikosa. I mean, why such a thing?
What is it? Go on, need it.
I know. You know, cool. It's so funny. I recently got ChatGPT on my phone.
Recently,
yeah, I saw like 2 days ago. I'm actually so
you're so okay, yeah. Because why are you trying to be different? Why should you be the last person to submit to AI? They're gonna get you anyway.
That's all night on that. You know what they say about them butterfly tattoos?
What did they say about butterfly tattoos?
You know what they say. Tell us in the comments if you know what they say about butterfly tattoos.
Be guided.
So, can I keep on with my...
Sorry, yes, you may.
I don't know 3 things about you, I bet.
Actually.
I can do 2. One is meek.
Stop saying meek. How are you... Do you know what I don't like?
What is meek mean?
I don't give a heck. That's even worse. Please, that's even worse. Do not do that. Thank you very much. Go again. Or we'll scrap the whole thing.
Let's scrap the
whole thing. Yeah, now. I'll put my 3 words in the comments. And I'll give examples as to why.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I got a great example.
After luckily escaping with my life and ending this episode, my name is Adenijo Bello. I shall be one of your 2 hostesses.
Hostesses, yes.
Hostesses of X-Files Season 2. And to my left, I have...
Bami. Hi. Wait, am I meant to say my name, right?
Say my own name.
Hi.
Say my name, baby.
Bami.
I'm so excited.
I need this. Hello, true. I need that button ASAP. I need the button. Thank you.
You can press my button.
Oh my God, get away. Get.
Why are you tapping me like that? Oh, it's been my body. Yeah, introduce yourself now.
I don't know. I'm Bami. I don't know. I'm just Bami. How do you introduce yourself?
Our late work, you lost school in London, sha. So they ask you for your name. Your name is Bami.
I don't know if I want to say what I do.
Do you have a father? Do you have a mother? Do you have a full name?
Wow, I don't like doing that. Yeah, I don't know how to do that. Oh, everybody has an elevator pitch. Okay, guys, go again.
I need everyone to know that this is the 5th time we've done this because somebody cannot introduce themselves.
And it will probably be a 6th time. But guess what? You ain't got nowhere to be. I don't care how full your calendar is. Go.
Hey, guys, my name is Adenijo Bello. I shall be your co-host. It's one host, but it's 2 hosties.
Hosts.
X-Files Season 2. And to my left, we have...
Bami. Hi, everyone. I'm Bami Daramola. Hola, Bami Dele, because the world follows me home. Project manager.
Pause. This babe said that the world follows her home. Ever since I left the city, you started going on my way.
This is a Drake free zone. Ew, no, don't do that.
So you don't like your light skin, but it's not working.
You always caught me there. I don't discriminate. Thank you very much.
Oh, she said you take it all in.
Anyway, creative project manager, event producer.
She needs my help.
I do. Please introduce me. Make my head swell, please. Let it swell.
Her name is Bami. Thank you guys for coming for the show today. Cheers, have a good one. Bye, guys!